Now, I would like to talk about something tonight. By the way, we want to make an announcement that due to cleanup, we had a tornado to come through this whole area. And it did some damage to the roof down, way down by the children's church in that whole area. So we've moved the children's church tonight to 151. And we'll have the children's church in the annex on Sunday. And so it'll be prepared for them on Sunday. So that's going to be June 5th. So just letting you know that people come, bring their kids, come to the regular area and go right to the annex. They'll bring the process to children in from right there. Also, comedy night is going to be Friday night, starting at 7 o'clock. Now, this for people who want to volunteer or people who have been volunteering. And this comedy night is a time of, you know, fun and so forth and so on. And refreshments will be served. So the doors open at 6, and it's going to be at 7 o'clock. Now, that's going to be in the annex as well. As you know, the annex is fairly large. Okay, let's open our Bibles, please. Now, I want you to get this tonight. This is good stuff. All right, let's go to Psalm 35 and verse 27. Psalm 35. But Psalm 35 and verse 27. He said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. All right, powerful scripture. Let's put it up in the NIV translation, please. Nope, not the NIV. Let's go to the Amplified. We'll go there and just stop there. All right, he says, oops, we have problems with our machine. Okay, it's not up here. Let's see it there. Okay. Can they put it on the large screens as well? Okay, let those who favor my righteous cause and have pleasure in my uprightness shout for joy and be glad and say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Okay? Okay, came up there. All right, now, what this is saying is that God takes pleasure, or it brings pleasure to God to prosper his children. It brings pleasure. Now, some people, you got to say this, because some people have a different thinking about God and prosperity. But it brings pleasure to the Father to give prosperity to his children. Don't you just want to please God? Yes. Now, this word pleasure, it means high degree of enjoyment or delight. It means joy. So, a high degree of enjoyment and delight. God, when you're prospering, God gets a high degree of enjoyment. Man, that's good right there. Now, this scripture is talking about his servants. As you know, in the New Testament, we are his sons and daughters, okay? Now, follow me along with this, because I want to do a line upon line thing, because I got a feeling we could be much further along than most of us are. All right, let's see what it says. (Clears throat) When you and I are born again, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, we're transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. All right. The Bible also says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20 that we are now ambassadors for Christ. So you're employed in public relations. Praise God. Now, when people see your life now becomes a direct representation of the government you represent. I'll say it again. When people see your life becomes a direct representation of the kingdom or the government you represent. You become an agent for your government. So if people want to see what your government is like, they can look at you. Because you're supposed to be a billboard for your government. When I say that, I mean you're supposed to be something that they can look at and say, wow, I'd like to go there. You know, you see an advertisement of come to Hawaii. You know, they don't show you the natives who are back there struggling and trying to make it and so forth. You know, the military, I know when they got me there, you know, the recruiter tells you the good things. You can see the world, son. You can see the world, man. They don't show you getting shot at. They don't show you that. God doesn't want to show people with some kind of bad representation of his kids struggling and crying all the time and so forth. That doesn't make people want to go. Say amen. Amen. So God gets a high degree of enjoyment by you prospering. Yeah, you become a signpost for the kingdom of God. So come in here and you'll see what God can do for your life. All right. So let's go to another place. Now what I want to do is basically I'm going to talk about this new economy or how to tap into God's economy. All right, because this kingdom is a mystery. Look at Matthew's Gospel chapter 13, please. Matthew's Gospel chapter 13 in verses 10 and 11. Now watch this. And the disciples came and said to him, why speakest thou to them in parables? All right, next verse. He answered and said unto them, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So it's given to you to know something that people who are not born again don't know. Now, when I preach this tonight, you're going to see how this is going to tie in tonight. So, mystery. What is a mystery? A mystery is something that is beyond natural human comprehension. That's why they call it a sign and a wonder. People say, I wonder what that was. My goodness. But it's a mystery. So, what he's saying is that it's given to you to know. In other words, God is going to give you revelation of how this mystery. And in this case, the mystery is how the kingdom operates. You know, I was out on a tennis court, and a guy was showing me